I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way.
You know, Josh, everyone has got one of those.
I know, but I've got one, and I think that's cool.
So you've got a fool's gold ticket.
Yeah. So?
Just like our podcast, fools. Welcome to the fantastic 35th episode of Yo-Yo Wiki Podcast. It's a very special 35th podcast. We've got balloons up, as you can tell, and the fireworks just went off. My name is Dr. Popular from San Francisco, and from Minneapolis is Josh Parker. Josh, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you doing, Mr. Popular?
Dr. Popular, but good. I'm doing super well.
Swell.
Swell.
Excellent. Did you have a good week? What's been up? What's new?
You know, I've been buying a lot of clothes this week. I discovered Ross clothing stores or clothing outlet or whatever it's called when I was house sitting in Berkeley, and I got some shoes. I have a hard time with shoes, and I actually got some shoes that were really comfortable there for pretty cheap, and also found a shirt. And I noticed that their inventory changes very frequently. So every time I was there, or every day that I was there, I would go there in the morning and see what new stuff they have. And I don't know, I've been buying like I got these white Levi's. I've always wanted a pair of white blue jeans. And these are 36, 34, which is my length. And I took a lot of searching, I'll tell you, because like they would keep getting like 38, 34 or 36, 30 or whatever. They're not exactly – they don't have like a large amount of stock, but – finally being persistent paid off, and I got some nice new jeans.
Rad.
Yeah. So shopping.
Cool. You still there?
Yes. Did I mute myself?
Yeah.
So I've been shopping a lot. I got a pair of, see into underwear, by the way, which isn't
what?
Like transparent underwear. It's when I went to Portland, there was a underwear store in Portland. And it was like men's underwear. It was awesome. It was probably more for like gay men's underwear. Like there were certain things that enhanced the male feature as opposed to – I mean like things that – I mean like I'm just looking for underwear. But they had something that was very revolutionary. They had the trophy shelf technology, which is what CN2 has. And I won't really go into any details, but it's really changed my life. And they had some CN2 underwear with trophy shelf technology at Ross. And you know, I highly recommend the trophy.
Good deal. So, but when you say Portland, you really mean St. Louis?
No. I was in Portland. What? I was in Portland. What are you talking about?
What they had that underwear store was right there on Broadway in St. Louis.
Never went into it. It might have been one. It might have been associated with one in Portland. I can't believe that San Francisco doesn't have one of these underwear stores, especially in the Castro. They have this underwear. I swear to God, it has this – it's like a lasso that you tie around your genitalia, and then you sort of pull it up. And so it basically makes your genitalia move forward more inside your underwear, like totally useless stuff.
What?
Like it's just a way of lifting your male genitalia and pushing it like forward – like an inch or two, just to make it look like you're like bulging more in that area.
That is ridiculous.
Yes.
And enough discussion on this topic.
Maybe we should just edit that out.
No, that's good. I'm keeping it.
All right.
Okay. So do you know what time it is?
It is time for the yo-yo sensation that is sweeping the nation.
That is right. It is time for Name That Yo-Yo.
Name That Yo-Yo.
Thank you, Doc.
Thank you.
Sure. So you know the rules. You throw a yo-yo, I guess what it is. I throw a yo-yo, you guess what it is.
All right.
And the people can play along at home, but it will do no good, inevitably. So I'm going to go ahead and throw first.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be quiet. Can you hear it?
It's very quiet. Yeah. I can hear it.
Oh, that sound is a dog. Turns like out my dog doesn't like yo-yos very much.
That's a terrible thing. That's like going to school for radio and then finding out a year after working in radio that you hate radio.
Yeah, a little bit like that.
I bought the wrong dog. Crap. All that time and money, and I got a dog that hates, you know. Anyway. I'm gonna say it sounds fixed axle. Doesn't sound like it's displacing a lot of wind. I think it might be a doble. It's a little quiet. I mean, a little loud. I think a doble would usually be quieter, but I'm gonna go ahead and say a doble aerial.
It is not a doble aerial. This is the beginner line, or the entry level yo-yo for one of your favorite yo-yos to mod.
Okay. Well, I like modding the Bolt. I don't know what their stock Yo-Yo Jam Bolt is. Is it called the Journey? Is that the stock Yo-Yo Jam Bolt?
I don't know. You're not on the right track here.
Then a Viper.
Okay.
An Axis Viper with a wood axle.
The entry level.
It's a lizard?
Yes, it's a lizard.
Ah, okay. I just sent Hella Lizards to my buddy Nick Correa for fodder. I gave him I think 15 lizards.
Yeah.
I figured with all the lizard knockoffs that Yo-Yo Factory and everybody else are making. Can you mute that, or does that?
Sorry, he'll stop now.
Maybe take the batteries out. Anyway, yeah. So I sent him a whole bunch, and he's working on it. So I've got a yo-yo here.
Okay.
All right. Hope I can get this to pick up on this microphone here. Whoa. And this yo-yo is stock as per the rules. Although if I ever use a non-stock yo-yo, I'd let you know.
Of course.
All right.
Oh, noisy.
Mm-hmm. You're not getting too much wind, are you?
No.
I'll give you one more throw here. Do, do, do. Oh, this yo-yo doesn't bind very well. There we go. And then...
That sounds exactly like a Fast 201.
Nope. This yo-yo never was allowed to be sold on the U.S. market. They tried for a sec, and then it was totally shut down for patent infringement.
I've got absolutely no idea what that could be. Like, I know there's several yo-yos that's happened to. Is it – how about a DV8?
No. What was the DV8?
That was a Bazan with metal O-rings on the outside of the plastic.
Neat. This is a Yo-Yo-Yo by Mr. Babosh.
Oh.
The Yo-Yo-Yo was one of three yo-yos that Mr. Babosh put out. I believe it was the – they all have rubber shells, but this one has a plastic body with a – plastic transaxle sleeve. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So that was hey, what are you doing?
He's participating.
I guess. So was that what patent was that breaking? That was
the Henry's removable O-rings.
Oh, of course.
And actually, you know,
you muted yourself again.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't even know how removable they are. I've never tried it. Yeah, very removable. They come off like a breeze. What a fun yo-yo this would be to mod, at least just for the shells. Now, they do sell these now. YoYoSam.com seems to have them.
Oh, awesome. Have you seen that website? It's terrible looking.
It's terrible. There's like no descriptions for the yo-yo other than the price and the colors. Yeah, I mean, that's like the only store that I've seen that has Mr. Babosh. I don't know how they got them, but they They have the, you know, the two, the ball bearing and the transaxle one are like $20 and $15. And then the metal one with the adjustable gap is $70, which is unfortunate. If it was cheaper, I might get one. Speaking of odd yo-yo finds, today on eBay, I sent you a link to this guy, Pen Tech, I think is his name. Now, Pen P Tech, P-E-N-P-T-E-C-H. You can find him on eBay. And he has a bunch of yo-yos online right now that are completely misappropriately named. And even the descriptions are way off. But they're very unusual Chinese made yo-yos. And they're like 99 cents each. And I'm totally convinced it's a scam, and yet curiosity just got the best of me, and I ordered three different yo-yos today, just because I'm like trying to think, like, how can he scam me? Like he's not getting my PayPal information. You know, I'm just sending him, like, the worst case, he won't send me my yo-yos. But he actually seems to have some bidders that have bid through him. So,
These things are amazing looking. You sent me the links before we started the show, and this yo-yo Chinese dragon freehand zero silver
with
amazing
Higby freehand weight.
No. Yeah, like but first the yo-yo, it's made to look like a wheel, and it's got like treads on the outside and like these badass like mag rims and stuff like that. And the description is, the yo-yo will come with two new friction stickers and Higby counterweight. The yo-yo is in great shape. I thought it was saying that it was a Higby something or other. Yeah, where did it say Higby? It comes with a Higby counterweight, but...
comes with a Higby counterweight. What is this?
Okay. But just like, this is amazing. And then one that claims to be a metallic missile, but it's obviously not. It's like this metal hubbed, plastic rimmed deal that looks incredible.
One of my favorites of this batch, the batch is all called like the metallic missile or the power brain. This one is the Power Brain Yo-Yo Silver Aluminum Yo-Yo Classic Smart is the name of the eBay auction. Again, it's only 99 cents with only $7 shipping. And he has, I should mention, he has like 12 of these available right now. And it looks to be like an aluminum ball bearing design, like a really narrow gap. It might not even be take apart, but it's totally aluminum, butterfly yo-yo, like just amazing. An aluminum yo-yo for 99 cents.
Yeah, and it's the description on this one is great. The first and only yo-yo that allows for two levels of play in one super advanced yo-yo. The secret is the patented Yomega smart switch that turns the clutch system on when you want auto return and off when you want to switch to a longer spin times and string tricks. This yo-yo doesn't look like it has the smart switch technology in it.
I'm totally wondering too, like the bottom line in bold, and because of our suppliers, the items may be a little different from the image in color or design. Thanks for your understanding. If I actually get a Power Brain, if I win this Power Brain auction and I get a Power Brain, I'm going to be so upset.
Yeah, that's. I could see that happening.
But these yo-yos are so cool looking.
Or at least unique. And then the other one was a Power Brain XP Yo-Yo New Purple Yo-Yo Classic Smart.
I think that one might be the best of all of them.
Yeah.
It's a freehand knockoff with metal, like aluminum weight rings.
Yeah.
Which are kind of hard to see in the picture.
I didn't even notice that.
It totally doesn't have a clutch system from what I can see in the picture because it's a transparent. It just looks like a nice big wide. I mean, if it's ball bearings, I can mod it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, if it's ball bearings, I can fix it, so.
And the name of that one actually printed on the side of the yo-yo is the Evil Falling Star.
The Evil Falling Star. They're all made by different companies, too. All made in China, I think.
That's amazing. That was a good find on your behalf. And I'm going to blog all these tonight on blog.yoyo2.com, so you can go there and check that out. Speaking of things you can check out, did you check out Steve's video of his Worlds routine?
It made me green with envy.
He did. He made some pretty incredible stuff with without ever throwing the yo-yo.
Oh yeah, I guess he never did. I was trying to think if he had like a throw in the beginning, but it's all just pulling.
Yep.
Now, for those who haven't seen the video, you can see it on yoyoguy.com. I don't remember what it's called, but it is done with the T-stacks or you know some sort of hub stack bearing system. And Steve never throws a yo-yo. He just pulls the string, does tricks. Mostly the routine is based around these aerial catches where the yo-yo is flying up in the air, and just like you would catch a thumb grind, he catches the two sides of the hub stack and does tricks from there.
Yep.
It's a pretty neat video. I wouldn't say it's like won me over to anything or you know, like made me want to start doing stuff, but it sure is smooth. He if he does that at Worlds, I'll be very happy.
Yeah. But going to Worlds is going to be different for him this year than normal, considering he's got a new little kid around.
Mm-hmm.
See those those pictures, baby Beatrix Danger Brown.
Beatrix Danger Brown. Named after Steve's mother, actually.
I don't know that that's true. Is that true?
Well, I think Brown was, I think she, maybe it was his father, was Ed Brown.
Huh.
Huh. How do you think this new routine is going to score for him?
You know, I don't know. I think it could score pretty high. I mean,
if you look at it, there's hardly any string hits, and that's what they count.
That's true. That shouldn't be what they're counting. Is that what they count at Worlds?
That's pretty much what they count for judging. For instance, if you
that's
do
amazing
a grind,
that the judging at Worlds is worse than any other competition in the country. If all they're counting is string hits, like.
Well, they take into account, mind you, they take into account when a trick is more difficult. Like then, you know, if it's, for instance, like, I can't even think of something, but if it's like three things happening all at once and then a string hit, then the judge should accordingly, once the string hit happens, give them three clicks. However, if they miss that, it's one deduction. Like, so for the most part, yeah, it's like whatever happens and then there's a string hit. And when there's a string hit, that's almost like a pause for, you know, but if there's nothing hitting the string, generally they don't really score you for that. And of course they don't judge repetitive string hits.
Right.
And you know, it's really whatever a judge kind of deems as a trick. For instance, if somebody does rock the baby, they might give them a click, even though there's no string hits. But for the most part, I mean, if you're at the judging table and you're listening, you're only hearing people click when there's like, you know, man of the trapeze, the brother, double or nothing, so on. You hear every time there's a hit, there's a click.
Okay. Well, that's a bummer. If that's the way people judge it, which I think is weird, especially in 5A.
Was that 5A? That was a video 5A?
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember. I just remember the catches and stuff. So that's cool. Is he guaranteed in, or does he have to do some sort of like compulsory division to get in?
I'm sure that he has to do a one-minute freestyle, and unless he's qualified at a regional – no.
At a national level, right?
Yeah, at a national level.
Okay, well, that's cool. You know, you were talking about like how hard that makes it for scoring. My style, I think, has always suffered a lot in scoring in 5A because I'm not doing a lot of hits. Miggy is doing a lot of hits. He's doing a lot of jerky, you know, hit the string and bounce and stuff, where I might, you know, might be doing more just like throwing the yo-yo in the air and stuff like that, like doing aerials don't always get you hits. And if they do, it takes twice as long to do that as it does to just hit the string at different points. So, yeah, I've always suffered because of that string hit thing, especially with alpha moves. Those never seem to score. Even though you're doing two or three tricks at a time, they only seem to get you one click, I think.
Huh.
So you've got some shirts for sale at Worlds.
I'm going to be bringing some I Can Walk the Dog shirts for if anybody wants to buy one of those. But the ones that I've just created that I'm really excited about is a picture I took of Nate Cherulea just before he moved to Japan. And I turned that into a screen, and it's a damn good looking shirt. It's the best one I've made yet, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have a few of those, not too many, for sale at Worlds. And then I'm going to get pictures of the people wearing them. And then I'm going to send Nate the pictures and a shirt to him in Japan.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So he's gonna have a shirt of himself in Japan.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he'll give it away or something, but yeah, I think that'll be cool for him. He'll have a good time with that. But Worlds, leaving tomorrow morning. Holy cow.
Yo, you're leaving tomorrow. It starts on Wednesday this year, or starts on Thursday?
Thursday, yep.
I'm not really sure what happened there, but the recording stopped. So that means that's the end of episode 35 of the OU Wiki podcast, the best episode ever and the best episode yet in a row. So be sure to tune in next week for episode 36, where something zany will happen, and I will talk ad nauseum about my experience at the World Yo-Yo Contest. For Dr. Popular, I'm Josh Parker. We'll see you next week.